Yes.
Okay, item four, is someone on here for item four?
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2010 Behavioral Health Division capital budget project and issues regarding the recent statement of deficiency. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit during the March meeting cycle. If not mistaken, this should be our final report on this issue. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. I guess you're going to meet Supervisor Harris today. She'll get you to answer your question. Go ahead.
Good morning. With me is Mr. Jim Kubicek, and he's the Director of Crisis at the Behavioral Health Division, but also worked very hard on the recent statement of deficiencies at Behavioral Health Division. And in fact, almost a year since I was have been in this position as the acting director at DHHS, this was one of the first issues that we really worked very hard on together. BHD was under a series of statement of deficiencies as a result of an annual survey that they had. We were able to receive that $1.8 million of capital funding that the board approved for us to utilize to address those deficiencies. And almost every month, the state was coming in to review our progress to date. And I have to say that the cooperation that I received, Mr. Kubicek worked hard, as well as Jim Teachins and his staff, all of the maintenance staff at BHD, some of the skills trade staff worked with us to assure that we met those areas that were cited as deficiencies, and we are now, and in fact I attached the letter to this report, have met all of the statement of deficiencies that were identified, and they will not be coming back at least to review us every month in the same way. So it has been a lot of work in the course of a year, but I think we've made some significant improvements there. We do have one outstanding area that we're working on, and that had to do with the whole food service area. I think we brought a report last month which indicated we were working on that, and we're looking at a model where we would actually move to the food service building and also look at having steam tables and serving meals in more of a family-like environment. I think they're going to be piloting that in the next week. And the state indicated as long as we were continuing to work on that, they did not see any need, you know, to come back out and review it. They felt confident that we were on top of that and that we had made some good progress. So we're happy to report at least this portion is over, and I think that we at this juncture are in good standing. Jim, would you like to make some comments?
Yeah, just by way of further explanation, when CMS comes or the federal and state government comes in and conducts their standard reviews, if they come in once approximately every 4 years, give or take. It's never routine, and you never know exactly when they're going to be coming in. Essentially, we've had half of our federal and state surveys that have been completed. The life safety, the fire safety, those type of regulations are what we just got done completing. So we're waiting for the next ones to come. And again, we're not sure when that's going to be. But this was a very long road to get here, and we were extremely pleased to get that letter in the mail that the citations have been lifted, the plan of correction has been approved. We're very confident about the issues that are outstanding, because it's going to really put us in a better place in terms of our nursing home regulations. That they want the environment to be more home-like, and the changes that we're making are really going to support that type of environment where you're served food out of your kitchen rather than having food delivered up on a cart. So it's very positive. We're getting a lot of buy-in from all staff, so it's just a very good thing. We're very happy about it.
I think the other very significant piece that this does. You know, we're working on trying to get joint accreditation. We have an individual group that we've been working with, and a lot of the life safety issues that were of concerns are also concerns in the joint accreditation issue. So I think it has really positioned us very well to move forward with that. And there were things that we would have had to do anyway in terms of being in compliance with the joint accreditation.
You think you've got a chance of joint accreditation?
Oh, sure, Paula. Yeah, and Jim, we're going to,
That's ambitious. That's good. Jim, I'm happy that you, I'm an old mental health person, so I seen you squeezing yourself. I'm happy you got comfortable with us and loosen up and start talking to us. Okay, anyone got any questions? Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I did have an opportunity to read the report, and so I'm curious about the dollars. It's on the second page of the report. It lists out how you spent the funding that was allocated by the board back in in 2010. There was an allocation of $1.8 million. And so I was trying to follow how you said you spent it. You said, so to date, we have $1.1 million or $1.2 million in tooling, personnel, equipment, and material costs has been spent in the SOD repair. And then going down to the second to the last sentence, it says, due to the shift of spending from capital projects to the BHD operating budget, a minimum of $1.2 million remains from the original board approval allocation. And yet, I guess where my question really comes in at is, if there was an allocation from the board of $1.8 million to clean up these citations, or to clean up or improve where we had gotten citations, then why was it that BHD still used their operating funds to do this?
Excuse me, before you talk, introduce yourself, please.
Good morning. I'm Alex Pizza. I'm the DHHS budget manager.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chairman Holloway. Supervisor Harris, that's an excellent question, and it's the difference between the capital budget and the operating budget. And the original funding was allocated out of the capital project for BHD, the $1.8 million. After we finished the repairs, the capital finance manager, Pam Bryant, came out to BHD and reviewed everything. And because we did use a lot of our own internal people and did the repairs in some of different ways than originally planned that were more cost effective to us, they then became not eligible for bond financing. So we couldn't spend the money out of the bond financing budget, out of the capital budget, and instead then we had to spend the money out of the operating budget, which was just reflected in the BHD bottom line in 2010. We are hopeful that the remaining, the $300,000 year-to-date spent in 2011, will be eligible for the bond financing, and that was assumed in this fiscal analysis.
Okay, good question. Any other further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Alex.